This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, it could be a little rough in the studio today. Good morning. Welcome to the morning bullpen show. Celebrating the Texans win yesterday. And then Eric, of course, is coming in as a Cowboys fan.
Shut up, George.
I exercised so much restraint yesterday by not calling or texting you during the game.
That was kind.
As a Cowboys fan, though, I do expect it.
Do you really?
I do, yeah.
I just didn't want to feel like I was piling on.
No, you know? I know the bet I've made.
You will sleep in it.
We'll talk about that. Also coming up in just about 10 minutes, we have jury duty. Your opinion helps us get a verdict. If you'd like to be part of it, stay tuned. That's coming up in 10 minutes. Mono's Country, chance to win $100. That happens at 5:52 this morning. And, of course, some good news to start the day. We got the 6:10 Amen. That is coming up just after 6 o'clock. So thanks for joining us early. Let's talk about some of the things that you're going to be hearing about all day today. We call it the top three things trending in Texas.
Number three.
When you hear about large drug busts in the Houston area, you're thinking, okay, it's coming over the border, you know, from Mexico. Like, this is where we live, right?
Right.
Not. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers at George Bush Intercontinental Airport were actually in charge of this bust. Two marijuana smuggling attempts in the past week. Huge numbers, okay? I'm not even going to talk about kilograms because none of us know what that means.
Okay.
Thank you.
The shipments were headed to the United Kingdom. We were shipping it out.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
A little Texas gold?
Did you know they get it from us? What? Thank you. That's what's happening
in
Texas right there.
Wow.
There we go.
It was very nice.
Number two.
If you like summer, you're going to love what we have coming up for the first part of this week.
Woo-hoo!
Because temperatures today are starting off in the low 70s, but we'll definitely see upper 90s in the afternoon. Full sunshine. In fact, record high temperature for today is 92, and we're looking to get to 97.
Woo!
And the top story trending in Texas.
Yesterday, the Texans dominated. 41-21 victory over the New England Patriots. But my favorite part is the very first victory over the Patriots at Gillette Stadium in franchise history.
Franchise history.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Here I am with the fun facts. I'm here all day.
That's right. Mo,
yes.
Sports expert right
kilograms,
here.
Kilograms, not. I don't know anything about that.
Those are the top three things that are trending here in Texas. Stories you're going to be hearing about all day today. And they're all powered by our good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
All right, it's this time of morning we get Bull Nation together to talk about good news. Something good that's going on in this crazy world of ours. And today, it's about our quarterback for the Texans, C.J. Stroud. Now, I know you're probably thinking, oh, you're going to talk about his accolades and how everybody was just raving about him and his performance. But no, that's not what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about a Texan super fan who's 11 years old. His name is Joseph Rodriguez, and he has a lucky helmet that he wears not only to the games, but every time the Texans play, even at home. He wears it at home.
Oh, wow.
It was in his brother's car. Someone broke into his brother's car and stole the helmet. It was one of the red, like, Texans helmets that are kind of new, right?
Yeah.
So somebody stole it out of his brother's car, and he was so sad. It happened right after the game on Sunday, this past Sunday. So his mom, who's a season ticket holder, Jennifer, decided she would use her season ticket discount and go to the team store and buy him a new helmet. Well, that's kind of when CJ Stroud, our quarterback, took over.
When I was up there, I see CJ coming by.
It was at that moment that Macias asked to take this picture and casually explained to the star QB what happened to her son.
He's like, I'm sorry that happened to you. And I was just like, no, no, you just made my day. You just made it just by you taking your time to take a picture with me. You made my day. Mm-hmm. And before he walked into his meeting, he told his rep and Chloe that he told me, don't let her buy the helmet. I'm going to buy it for her, son. And I just started crying.
Yep. He bought the helmet for the little boy and signed it and shipping it to him. Hopefully it'll be there in time for this Saturday's game. Oh, here's what man. The kid had to say about it.
He's a rookie quarterback and I like him a lot. And he's a good player and he's helped out the Texans.
Yeah, he's his favorite player now, yeah. Like he wasn't before, right? Aww. So wherever you are this morning, in the kitchen or in the car, can I get an amen for this story this morning?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love celebrating good news. And if you have something going on in your world, maybe it's a new job or a promotion or something great that's happening with you that you're celebrating, we love hearing your story. 713-881-5500. You could be our next amen here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you haven't seen the video from the John Party sold-out concert in the Woodlands on Friday night, you got to go to The Bull Houston on Instagram and take a look at it. He pulls a girl up out of the audience and sets her on stage. But you got to find out why he did that. It's up on our Instagram. You can follow us. Facebook, Instagram is The Bull Houston. Take a check out on that video from the John Party show on Friday night.
I'm mad at every one of my Texans friends that has never taken me to Round Top before.
Oh, that's right. You went to Round Top this weekend.
For the first time.
I don't really know why, though. Like, what? It's a destination for ladies or something?
That's fair.
I think that's a pretty good description.
Okay, I don't
right
know.
There.
I don't yeah. know anything
okay,
about
so
it.
Think about it's a really small town, and 3 weeks out of the year, they have special shows, okay? And these shows are like cook-off tents
okay.
that are elevated, if you will.
Like a, okay. like a pop-up city sort
yes.
of thing? Okay.
With Nutcracker Market inside of it.
Oh,
what?
Okay.
What?
I was thinking that it was like it says like antiquing and Round Top is
you're
what I've always heard.
You're thinking a flea market.
Yes, yes.
Of, well,
which
of course I would think
involved.
A flea market. Yeah.
It is, but you're not buying knockoff purses and dogs.
Okay.
That's what you buy at a
and
fair.
So this is fancier than that?
Yes.
You walk around drinking like rosé?
You're drinking. There's pop-up bars everywhere.
Whoa.
It's like a who's who fashion show, like rodeo. Everyone's wearing like top-notch. And they're spending a lot of money because a lot of the refurbished antiques, if you will,
oh, yeah.
are very bougie.
Mm-hmm.
But
what?
Then there's also like cowboy boots. And like I'm stocking up on rodeo outfits. And then there's other stuff too.
Mo, you've lived here for 10 years. I'm kind of with you now on this that none of your Texas friends have taken you to this before.
That's how I left. I left feeling like this is better than any sort of Disney adult vacation y'all
really?
Weirdos are taking.
Oh, man.
This is the best place on earth. Happiest place.
The happiest place on earth.
Yes.
Round Top.
Round Top, Texas.
Is your husband just furious at the credit card bill?
No, the first day I was there, he was like, what are you doing? because I hadn't really gone crazy.
His phone's going ching.
He's like, is everything all right? I was like, yeah, we're just having so much fun. I was just like soaking it all up.
Okay,
yeah.
So you weren't buying stuff first day.
No, I kind of took it easy the first
second day.
Though. Second day, I was like, all right, here we go. Where are you?
She, well, here's the thing, Eric. She established the lay of the land.
Yes.
She knew where she wanted to go.
And what I wanted to do.
And that's when the credit card melted down.
I focused.
Right there.
I focused. Girl, it was so fun. And I feel like I have some fun tips and tricks if people ever want to go again.
Okay.
But it was amazing. Guys, don't waste your time there.
Okay.
Okay, yes.
As a matter of fact, I am going to petition the City Council of Round Top to change, you know, the little highway signs that says Round Top, population, whatever.
Sure. Yes.
I'm going to have them change it to what you said. Round Top, a place for ladies. That's what I think they should do right there.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
And coming up in 10 minutes, you know what it's time for. Uncle Jorge's ghost story. And today the story comes from Cam in Pasadena.
I lived on Washington in Pasadena, and there's a story of the house was haunted because there was a girl who was apparently living in our linen closet, and I was...
But wait until you hear what happened to Cam. For Halloween, it's an Uncle Jorge's ghost story, and it's coming up in less than 10 minutes here on The Bull. It's that time of year. Uncle Jorge's ghost stories are back.
The worst.
Why do you hate this so much?
It was foggy this morning driving in, and I was like, oh, crap, we got ghost stories. Seriously, the first thing I thought.
I'm glad that at 4 o'clock in the morning when you're driving to work, I'm the first thing you think about. I like that.
You are winning me over, George. If she hates it, I probably like it.
I'm in. All right. So here's what we do. Either I tell a ghost story, or in this case, we have Cam, who is from Pasadena. And Cam called and said she wanted to share a ghost story with us this morning. Cam, please tell us your Uncle Jorge's ghost story.
When I was living with my mom for the summer, we lived off of Old Galveston, and she had this apartment, and we used to sit on the bed and ask questions to the door, and it would open like for yes, and it would close for no.
What?
Like what kind of questions?
Anything. I didn't believe it, really. I thought that my mom was doing it somehow, but one day I was alone, and I was sitting there, and my mom was, like, downstairs in the kitchen, and she walked up the stairs and started recording me. And as soon as she turned on the camera, the door slammed.
So she got video of, like, the door opening and closing to respond to your questions?
Yes. We were just like, oh, are you a spirit? Like, did you die here? I'm a devout Baptist, so I would kind of struggle to think that there's things here.
Was it following you?
That's what my mom thinks.
Ooh, have you had any experiences since you left there?
No, whenever I was a really little girl, too young to really remember. But my grandma says one time she came home and I was locked in that linen closet. And they pulled me out, and I had scratches all over me, and it was crazy.
What? Oh, my goodness. Now that you're older, have you removed every door from your house?
Seriously.
No.
You're always getting them slammed, or you're getting them locked.
This is locked.
I would consider selling all your doors.
Yeah.
Cam, I appreciate you sharing the story with us.
Mm. Of course.
Uncle Jorge's ghost stories. If you have a ghost story you think you'd like to share.
That lady lived on a hill, just for the record. Her house was tilted.
It was not tilted.
That's why the door is
closed. Wait a minute. This is Pasadena, Texas. There is no hill in Pasadena, Texas. I mean, doors close in and open in. It's hard to deny that, Mo.
I mean, I did it.
Yeah, I was pretty successful at denying it as well.
Denied.
Look at me go.
Fine.
Here I go, denying it.
Keep trying,
fine.
George.
Do you believe in ghosts? Do you have a ghost story you'd like to share? All you have to do is let us know, all right? 713-881-5500, and you could be featured on the next Uncle Jorge's Ghost Story. stop with that? Would you stop? Now, coming up next here on the Morning Bullpen, you got a favorite team? You got a spouse? We have a question we're going to ask on jury duty, 10 minutes away. Did you remember last hour's winner and our ticket tag for 10-Man Jam? If so, you got a chance to pick up your tickets to get into 10-Man Jam, which is happening earlier. It's November 11th. Yes, it's about a month earlier. We're going to do it on Veterans Day, and you got a chance to play ticket tag and get your tickets coming up at 7:20 here on the Bull. Right now, it's time for jury duty on the Bull. We're just out here solving the daily dilemmas of life. With your help, five calls say it all. They help us get our verdict. Your opinion, no right or wrong answers. And today's question, Mo, is this.
Who do you love more, your team or your spouse?
Oh, we are going to tear some families apart today.
This came up because, okay, we just got to be honest about it. This came up because of the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Okay? Came up because of the Cowboys. You were told when you got in the relationship with your wife, Eric.
Yeah, she said, listen, I'll give you my whole world. I'll give you everything I am, except for 3 hours on Sunday. I'm a Cowboys fan, and you have to get on board, or I cannot be with you.
Mm-hmm.
She told me she cannot be with me if I can't support her love of the Cowboys. Luckily, I was already a Cowboys fan, and it was match made in heaven.
It was kismet. Yes.
But I know that I come second to the Cowboys in this relationship. I know it.
Mo?
No, I don't know what that's like. I mean, I love my dog a lot, but...
Okay, let's flip it around.
Yes.
What about your spouse? What would the plumber say?
Yes, he is an OG Astros fan.
Yes.
But I think if the Astros or myself were hanging off the clip, he would always choose me.
Well, you think so?
Yes.
Astros can't do certain things for him that you can
correct.
Do.
Correct.
Yeah, I get that.
See, mine is University of Kentucky basketball, so it's college.
Yeah.
Okay, in Deanna, I think Deanna understands where she ranks.
Stop it.
That relationship.
So what you're saying is they can do for you what you're right.
Exactly.
Okay, so everybody on hold, we are keeping anonymous because we want them to be able to answer openly honestly.
I appreciate that. Yeah,
we need your honesty this morning. Let's go to juror number one, Mo.
That's the University of Michigan fan in Wallaceville. All right, University of Michigan fan. Who do you love more, your team or your spouse?
So this is actually funny because I had this conversation yesterday. So I actually would choose my spouse. Mm-hmm. However, my spouse would choose football over me. And I actually... Wait, I had to move our anniversary weekend to another weekend because they were playing LSU or some, you know, like big team that we had to actually stop and watch the game. And I was like, I'm not doing that.
Oh, wow.
But I would choose my spouse, but it would be the opposite for them.
So we understand that you're a better person than your spouse. We got that. Check. We got that.
Romance is alive.
All right. Let's go to juror number two, Eric.
That's where we find the Gamecocks fan. Okay. Gamecocks or your spouse?
Absolutely my spouse. All day, any day.
Okay, then you're not a true fan. That's all I'm saying. Let's go to Jordan number three, Astros fan in Cyprus. It's a simple question. Who do you love more, your team, your spouse?
Oh, definitely my spouse.
Okay. That's sweet.
I'm realizing we have a bunch of liars in the whole nation.
My husband definitely prioritizes the Astros more than me sometimes.
Here's what I think. I think we should have changed voices because they're thinking, oh, they'll recognize my voice. I gotta say my spouse. All right. Let's go back. Juror number four, Mo.
That's the Packers fan in Richmond. Hey, Packers fan, who do you love more, your team or your spouse?
I'd have to go with the jury so far and say my spouse.
That's
for the fact that I have not gone to the Packer bar and watched the game yet all season.
Oh, wow.
Well, are you even a true fan then?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know. If you haven't seen a game all season, I'm not sure that you can even qualify for this.
All right,
final juror this morning in Katie is a Jets fan.
Yep.
The simple question, who do you love more, your spouse or your team?
Oh, my spouse. If it was the other way around. If it was the other way around, she would say the Giants over me.
We had a couple of
of those.
We definitely
today.
Should have changed voices because this is Tony. Undeniably
Wait,
Tony.
You're not supposed to call him out by name.
Anonymous. It is a safe place.
Oh, I'm
here.
Sorry. I'm sorry. This is the Jets fan and Katie.
So you're saying that Donna. Oh, wait a minute. I just get your spouse there. So you're saying that Donna would choose the Giants?
Oh, definitely. That, them and the Navy team.
Oh,
she
okay.
goes to the Navy games every year.
Okay. Oh, all wow. right. So, Mo, our final Man. Verdict in jury duty this morning is...
Who do you love more, your team or your spouse? And it was unanimous, your spouse.
Aw, romance sweet. Is alive in Houston.
I'm telling you, if the voices were changed, the results would have been different. That's jury duty. We do it every morning. You have a chance to give us your opinion and help us get our verdict here on 100.3 The Bull. Hey, you're going to get another chance to play for 10-man jam tickets. We call it ticket tag. Set a reminder. Take us into work with you. 8:20. It's the next chance to win your tickets into 10-man jam only here on The Bull. It's time to find out what Eric should sing about today. We do this thing called 10-Minute Tune, where Eric takes a phone call from you, and if he likes your suggestion, he'll go on the hallway, and he'll write a song about your suggestion, and then come back and perform it all in 10 minutes. But Mo, it has to start with people calling in their thoughts on what Eric should sing about.
Yes, we appreciate your suggestions. We have Margo on the phone in Houston. Hey, Margo, what do you think Eric should sing about?
I think you should sing about when you're going out to get the paper and you step in dog poop.
Margo, how old are you?
11.
You read the paper over your cereal every morning?
No, I get it for my dad.
Aww. You get it for your dad. Who gets the paper anymore?
Impressive.
Wow. And sends their kid out to get it.
I love that.
Margo, awesome. You tell your dad he needs to start picking up the paper on his own so he can step in the dog poo.
No, that's why we have kids. To go. Hey, yeah, go get that for me.
Get their steps
yeah.
in.
All right. Margo, good suggestion like this morning. It. We appreciate it. 713-881-5500 is the number this morning.
Donna's on the phone in Spring. Hey, Donna, what do you want Eric to sing about?
I think he should sing about things that make you cry.
Oh, but here's the thing. Eric wouldn't know anything about that.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
He is such a strong, emotionless man.
My only fear is the song would be too long.
Donna is my girl with the singer.
Oh, Donna, you are banned from this show. No, I'm kidding. What makes you cry? Give me a couple of examples.
Well, I mean, you touched my heart. I like sad movies, too, and, you know, things like that. Yeah, and I always cried at sad movies when my kids didn't, too. So.
Yeah, okay. Sad movies right. is good.
But, Donna, here's a question. Do you sigh when your coffee that you get at 7-Eleven is really good? Because I've seen Eric tear up over that.
So. Oh, when they get that blend of almond milk and sugar-free vanilla just right, it really brings a tear to your
for
eye.
For sure.
Donna, thank you for the suggestion today.
You're welcome.
All right, let's go to Brenham. That's where we find John. Hey, John, what should I sing about today, bud?
About how bad the Cowboys are.
I just called you bud. I thought we were friends, John.
Man, it's sad that they lost that bad, especially on Jerry Jones' birthday.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now you're just rubbing it in, John. Who are you a fan of? Who's your team?
Texans.
Okay.
All right, that's fair.
Who happened to win yesterday, 41-21?
Yeah. Hang up on John. Okay, we were friends.
So very specific to Eric today. we had dog poo. We had Eric cries every time he watches a movie with the kids.
Speaking of crying,
Cowboys. We had Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what do you want to choose?
Well, we're not doing the Cowboys, so... let's do things that make you cry. But I think there are some universal things that make everybody cry.
Like
oh,
what?
You think so?
Yeah. Let me see if I can't do a song about it.
Okay. All right. We'll get into Eric's emotions with our 10-minute tune. Find out what he creates coming up next here on The Morning Bullpen. To win $100, you can play Mo Knows Country. That comes up at about 8:20 this morning, so make sure you take us to work. You can play actually a couple of different things. You can get in on Ticket Tag, and you can get in on Mo Knows Country. 8:20, take us into work on the Odyssey app here on The Morning Bullpen. Time to find out what Eric has created this morning, because we had a call a little bit earlier, Mo, from somebody who loves that Eric is in touch with his emotions.
It was Donna in Spring with this suggestion.
I think he should sing about things that make you cry.
Yeah, because it seems like every other day, Eric is talking about something that makes him cry.
We have a lot of tears.
And so she brought up a lot of those examples, and he has decided to sing about it. Good morning, Heath back.
There are things that make a lot of us cry, George. It's not just me.
Not just you. You're right. You're correct.
Okay, so I'm going to sing about all those different things in the style of the most masculine song, She's So High.
She's So High.
Tal Bachman, that one. She's So High.
Okay, yep. Okay. All right.
Okay,
you took me a second.
I'm ready.
Yes, okay. 10-minute tune today. Oh, we'll see how he does.
Tear up at videos of soldiers coming back home. The end of The Notebook wrecked my soul. Old Folgers commercials and Arms of the Angel. Videos of ducklings befriending a cocker spaniel.
Ever done a truer song? Two things. Number one, impressive on hitting the high notes.
Yes.
Because I was worried you told me the song. I was like, okay. And then the second thing is, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that's the first time you've ever rhymed Cocker Spaniel.
Yes.
Wow.
That's the first time.
Congrats. Impressive. Big day.
And you tell me that when you watch a soldier surprising his family.
No, okay. That's the only thing that makes me cry.
Yes. Yeah, there's a couple of those. So
1,000%.
If you want to share that with a crybaby in your life, you can get it as part of our podcast. Just download the Odyssey app, AUDACY. And when you get on the Odyssey app, look for the Morning Bullpen podcast. And if you click like, you'll always get the notifications that we posted a new 10-minute tune.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
Kristen's in Conroe. Kristen, you had a simple question for Eric this morning?
How about them Cowboys?
Oh, no.
Are y'all still them boys?
Okay.
Listen, we will recover. We got so many people out right now.
Okay, all right. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to talk a little football with Sean Pendergast coming up next. But we're going to focus on the Texans, not so much on the Cowboys.
Thank you.
Right here on the home of the Texans, 100.3 The Bull. It's next. Celebrating on a Monday morning, Sean Pendergast from Sports Radio 610 joins us with Mo, Eric, and George here on the Morning Bullpen. Sean, another win for the Texans yesterday.
Not just any win, George. Uh-oh. This is the first win that they've ever had in Gillette Stadium against the New England Patriots.
Ooh, you know what?
The Queen is dead.
You know what? I heard that. You know who I heard that from? You know who I heard that interesting fact from?
Who?
Mo, this morning.
Oh, yeah. Morning Bull sports expert, Mo.
Yeah, exactly.
Got all your factoids.
41-21, 20-point win. First time this year that the Texans have had, quote-unquote, an easy win?
Yeah, and even at times yesterday, they made it a little hard on themselves. But the Patriots are just not a very good football team. The Texans forced four turnovers. That was the big thing yesterday. Will Anderson, if you put your hand over Will Anderson's name in the box score and you looked at his numbers yesterday, eight tackles, three sacks, four tackles for loss, three quarterback hits. He even tipped a pass.
Yeah.
You know what that looks like?
J.J. Watt.
An old J.J. Watt box. It does. There are all kinds of crooked numbers in there, man.
Okay.
Will Anderson was amazing yesterday. He had his best game of his career. C.J. Stroud did what he does. Damian Pierce came back and got a touchdown yesterday.
I know.
We love Damian Pierce.
Yeah.
So, and Joe Mixon came back, too, and he had a couple of touchdowns. So, yeah, it was just a It was a, to your point, it was the first win of the season where we could kind of breathe a little bit in the fourth quarter and we didn't have to sit there nervous about a last second win. Things were comfy in the fourth quarter yesterday.
Sean, what is next for the Texans?
Well, the Texans actually come up on a tough patch of schedule here. This was nice to get a Patriots game here.
Yeah.
But they travel to Green Bay next week.
Uh-huh.
They've got Indianapolis coming here the week after that. And then after that, they have three primetime games in a row. In New York against the Jets on Halloween night, home for the Detroit Lions on Sunday Night Football. Then they play your Cowboys on Monday Night Football.
Your
and I can't
Cowboys.
Wait for that. And you know how glorious yesterday was? It wasn't just the Texans.
Tell us more.
The Cowboys lost 47-9. Deshaun Watson got destroyed again and couldn't score a touchdown. The Titans lost yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, granted, it was to the Colts, who we hate them equally, but still one team
we'll
had to lose.
It. We'll take it.
And
yeah.
the Titans managed to do that. So it was a really, really good day yesterday.
Sean, it's always great to have you in, man.
I love you guys.
That's Sean Pendergast from Payne in Pendergast, the show on every morning on Sports Radio 610, right here on the home of the Texans on the FM dial, 100.3 The Bull. And coming up next with the 810 Amen, the sounds of joy and compassion. You're going to want to hear how some young voices right here in the Houston area are making a huge difference. Got all the details. The uplifting story is coming up with the 810 Amen here on The Bull.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Hey, Cody is in Waller, and he's ready to take on Mo today for $100. Cody, this is how you get the cash.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins, but ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Cody?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. Tell her to get the heck out of here. Let's get this game started, Cody.
Get out of here, Mo.
Bye, Cody.
All right, five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one, Cody. What 2005 song by Carrie Underwood talks about a guy and his, quote, pretty little souped-up four-wheel drive?
Something about cheating, I know that.
Mm-hmm. What's that song called, though?
Oh, man. Dang it. I don't know.
Okay, question number two. Just take a breath. You're fine, Cody. Question number two. Fans were waiting for this country star to sign autographs after a concert, but he declined to sign a chair that a fan had brought. Can you name the country star who's associated
with... Morgan Wallen.
Question number three. Gary Stewart has an old hit that just made the best list of pun country songs. It was called She's Acting Single While I'm Drinking... Is it A?
Double.
What's that?
Ooh.
Double.
Question number four. What's the song say? Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, and the singer of that song is featured in over 30 corn maze designs for October all across the country. Name him.
Oh, man. That's Luke Bryan, right?
Question number five. In 2013, when Dierks Bentley hit big with Drunk on a Plane, what seat was he sitting in? Was it A, 12B? Was it B, 7A? Or C, 22D? That was really confusing, and I didn't mean it to be. Which one do you think?
I'm going to go with B.
B. Okay, let's get Mo back in.
And Cody and Waller, you said that your kids encouraged you to call because you're pretty good in the car, right?
That's what they say. But.
All right. Well, you're pretty good on the phone, too, buddy. 4 out of 5.
Dang! Son.
All right, Mo. Let's see how you do today, all right?
Let's see.
Question number one. Mm-hmm. What 2005 song by Carrie Underwood talks about a guy and his, quote, pretty little souped-up four-wheel drive?
That's Before He Cheats.
It is Before He Cheats.
Cody did not get it. He said it's something about cheating.
That's it.
You're close, but Mo's winning 1-0 now.
Question number two. Mm-hmm. Fans were waiting for this country star to sign autographs after his concert, but he declined to sign a chair that a fan had brought him. Can you name the country superstar associated with chairs?
George Strait.
Oh, my God.
It's actually Morgan Wallen.
Oh, because he threw the chair.
He threw the chair off.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay. All right. So that means it's 1-1. Cody got all of the next ones right, which means Mo has to get all of the next ones right.
Okay, let's go.
Question number three. Mm-hmm. Gary Stewart has an old hit that just made the best list of pun country songs.
Oh, gosh.
It's called She's Acting Single and I'm Drinking, is it A, Coke, B, Hot Tea, or C, Doubles?
Oh, ha, C doubles.
It is C doubles.
Thank God for multiple choice.
Oh, by the way, Gary didn't even need the multiple choice.
Dang.
All right, it's 2-2.
Question number four. Mm-hmm. What's the song say? Rain makes corn makes whiskey.
Yes.
And this singer of that song is featured in over 30 corn mazes across the United States. Can you name him?
Well, Luke Bryan sings that song.
Isn't that the craziest thing? It
really
is Luke Bryan.
Something. You know you've made it win.
And okay. They had pictures of him in corn mazes.
This is even crazier than that, is that right now, Cody, Mo has to get this next question right or you win her $100.
And I apologize ahead of time. When I wrote this question in my head, it seemed so straightforward. And then when I read it out loud, it's so confusing.
Oh, yeah, good luck to you, Mo.
Oh, gosh. Okay, let's go.
You're so good with numbers.
Okay, let's go.
Question number five.
Okay, I'm ready.
In 2013, Dierks Bentley hit it big with Drunk on a Plane.
Yes.
What seat was he sitting in? Was it A, 12B, B, 7A, or C, 22D?
You're right. That is a very confusing question. It's it was 7A was the one in the song. Whichever one that was.
Cody, what did you say? Which one did you pick?
B.
Which is what?
The same one you picked, Mo.
Oh, Cody, that means the final score was 4-4, and she protected her money, but you did a heck of a job, sir.
Barely.
Thank you.
Hey, give your kids a shout-out. Who's in the truck with you?
Razzie and Lexi Cook.
Hey, you tell them to be proud of their daddy. Aww. He tied Mo today. But you know what you got to say, Cody, to get out of here?
This is Cody and Waller and Mo Knows Country.
She does, and you will get a chance to play her tomorrow morning. 8:20 will be the next chance to take $100 from Mo with Mo Knows Country. Now, coming up in 15 minutes, why does Mo hate all of her Texas friends? Something happened this weekend. You got to hear about it. It's coming up in 15 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.